Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. Aureon.com. And Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. That's Live, the number two, leaddesmoines.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. What do we do on Friday? We talk to Jeff Pitts. He is our lifestyle correspondent from City View on account of they know what to do because they is, City View. What's going on, man?
Good question.
Good. Oh, okay. Well, we're done.
And that's a wrap.
So, no. Tonight.
Tonight.
You guys got a thing.
We do.
What is it?
City View is putting on a wine and whiskey walk. This is at West Glen Town Center. Starts at 5, runs till 9. $20 advance admission.
So there's 4 hours.
4 hours.
You get to wander around and do the wine and whiskey walk.
The wine and whiskey walk.
How does that go? Is it much like the slide or the electric slide or
is mashed there a potato. Lot?
Is there mashed potato? You know, do the pony, or is there a lot of stumbling in this?
I think it's more like a mall, except for drinking. Like you know, there's 20 stops, different tastes
13
of
stops.
Something. 13 stops, $20. That's right. They really need to bump that up to either 14 or take it down to 12, don't you think?
13, yeah, what's really with the 13?
I don't know.
Kind of unlucky.
Probably just landed.
Honest
on
officer, it's just my 13th drink.
No. Cavs only. And over.
There you go. So this is going on Friday evening until 9 o'clock.
Yep.
All right.
Starts at 5.
Jordan
West Glen Town Center.
West Glen.
Wine and whiskey. A lot of people signed up already. I know they had fun last year, too.
Well, for $20.
Yeah. You can barely buy a Diet Dr. Pepper for $20.
Right.
So. All right. Yeah, there'll be lots of people there. It'll be fun, I'm sure. Let's see. What else we have? It says here, Vroom.
Vroom?
That's cold filtered. Plays in the Indianola Town Square. Motorcycle enthusiasts and visitors from around the state enjoy this unique town square and family-friendly event that historically draws up to 6,000 bikes and a crowd of more than 10,000. Do you know what I'm talking about, Michael?
We're Vrooming.
It's Indianola Bike Night.
Nice.
You ever been?
No.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, you know, my Trek doesn't make that much noise, though.
No?
No. It's just, you know, it, all these gears.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just pretty...
Smooth as a whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Non-whistle.
Well, this is not...
No, this is the motorcycle type of bikes. I'm sure they'll have you on your Trek.
Yeah, all right.
But, yeah, this is for motorized
bicycles.
Yep. And Cold Filters is a cover band, 80s cover band. Should be good.
Good.
Did you know there was a theater in Boone, Iowa?
No.
There is.
And what is going on in Boone, Iowa?
And with an E.
With Boone with an E.
No, and with an E.
Annie?
Maybe Annie. There's no I, though.
What are you talking about?
It's Anne, with an E. That's the name of the play.
Oh.
So it's Anne.
Anne.
With an E.
With an E.
Yeah.
That's
and that's
the name,
the name
of,
the play. Of the play.
And it's in Boone.
That's right. Based on the 1908 novel,
See,
Anne of Green
you were talking
Gables.
About Boone with an E.
Oh.
B-O-N-E, Boone.
That's just an added bonus.
Anne with an E, and it's not Anne, it's Anne with an E.
Yeah.
Is the play.
Yep.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, aren't you glad you tuned in?
Yeah.
Listen to the confusion that reigns in this room.
Boone Community Theater.
Got it.
I like to find neat things that no one's heard about.
That's one.
All right, this weekend. Michael, did you know an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
I've heard that. Apple a day keeps the doctor.
Is that true?
I don't think so.
Was it true at one time?
No. It was never true. It's never been true. Look, here's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I just learned the other day, it used to be that you could take a low-dose aspirin and you would live like forever.
Yep.
But now there's a new study out that says, you're going to die. Yeah, it used to
they
be.
They did a study on that.
Yeah,
huh?
They did a study on
that. How do you get into the study in business?
I got to get into that, you know? Pay me lots of money to study crap. So, and then the other one is used to be, okay, if you have a glass of wine, preferably red wine a day, you will live you'll live forever.
Not true.
Not true. They just came out with a study the other day that says any alcohol whatsoever will lead to death. So, you know, it's just, so apples, screw the apples. It ain't happening. You're going to die. Did I set that up all right?
Okay, well, maybe we just ought to scratch this next one off. Apple Fest at Living History Farms.
Don't go. It's death.
Oh, boy. All right. This weekend, Apple Fest at Living History. Celebrate fall's arrival in the 1875 town of Walnut Hill, Living History's annual Apple Fest.
1875 town.
You're going to be there.
Oh, I was born then. I'll see a lot of things that I remember.
And you're still around because of the apples.
That's it.
Attendees have the opportunity
and
to...
And wine. And aspirin.
The trifecta.
Yeah.
Put those three together and watch out.
Forever.
Feeling no pain. No pain. All right. Attendees have the opportunity to stir the copper kettle of apple butter. That does sound good. And crank the cider press while munching tasty apple fritters.
There you go.
Well, an apple fritter a day keeps Dr. away.
Oh, I don't think
basted
that.
In apple butter.
Mm-mm.
Mm, that does sound good. Anyway, they'll be bobbing for apples, cooking demonstrations, all kinds of stuff.
Do not suck in when you're bobbing for apples.
Is that the key? What's the key?
Well, you drown.
Now, if refresh my memory, were you a champion bobber of apples?
No, no. You get too messy.
How long's it been since you last bobbed an apple?
I don't know if I ever did.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
You never bobbed an apple?
No.
Oh, you haven't really lived.
I guess, huh? Living History Farms.
I just did it a couple years ago.
All right.
The trick is you got to pin it to the bottom. You got to
go
all
the way
out.
Down.
You pin that puppy down to the bottom. Yeah.
It messes your hair up.
Yeah, you can tell me about it.
Oh.
You wouldn't recommend that either, huh?
Pass.
All right, this weekend, how about this one? Iowa's Latino Festival celebrates Sabores de Iowa. That's right.
I love it.
Returning in 2018 with the varied flavors of Latino community and offering music, food, dance, art, and a whole lot of culture.
And where's this at?
Western Gateway Park.
All right. That's a great venue for anything, as a matter of fact.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, Western Gateway Park Latino Festival. Yay.
Starts at 10 a.m. both days, Saturday and Sunday. Be there.
All right.
Also this weekend, Iowa Outdoor Expo. Celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Oh boy.
Bring the family to the Iowa Outdoor Expo. This event offers more than 50 free hands-on activities and daily family presentations. Visitors learn, observe, and experience the great outdoors at Waterworks Park.
How to skin a bear.
Yeah.
How you going to skin that bear? Yeah. I can hardly wait.
You're not much of a hunter, huh?
You know what? It's the most amazing thing.
Yeah.
I discovered several years ago now that there are grocery stores. And you take a card and you go and they actually have food. So this whole hunter gathering thing,
not necessary.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. So yeah.
But it's the outdoors.
I know. Hey, go shovel a sidewalk. Go mow the lawn. Get outside.
I've never really been hunting either. There's a series of stories in the Iowa Living magazines this month all about hunting, and it
really
kind of makes me want to go. Yeah, it's all about the traditions and getting outdoors. Oh, yeah.
I once went pheasant hunting.
How was it?
I almost killed a guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I got all excited.
7 to 10 years?
No, it was, you know, who's the guy that, it was Dick Cheney.
Bobby Knight.
Yeah, wow. All right, now, anyway, yeah.
Okay, Sunday night, Steve Martin, Martin Short.
I like it.
Stevens Auditorium in Ames. Do I need to say any more?
No.
Tonight you will forget for the rest of your life. That's the name of the thing.
Funny people.
You fan of those guys?
I am.
Favorite Martin Short, or favorite I don't know. Steve Martin movie?
Well, it's got to be, yeah. Yeah.
Father of the Bride.
No. No, the other.
Roxanne.
No. How do you know all this stuff? Oh, that's right. You're a lifestyle contributor. No, this is the one where he's a dummy and he's, anyway, I don't know what it is.
I don't remember that one.
Somebody shoots at him and the oil cans are leaking.
Oh, the jerk.
The jerk, that's
he
it.
He hates these cans.
Yeah, he hates these cans. Yeah, that's it.
He hates these cans.
I love it.
That is good. Okay, also this weekend, Des Moines
Three
Symphony.
Amigos, too, with Martin Short.
Yeah,
that was
that's
pretty
right.
Good.
Three Amigos.
All right. I just had to, come back from going.
Saved it.
Yeah, thank you.
This weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Des Moines Symphony, Masterworks 1, Beethoven and Mahler's Titan at Des Moines Civic Center.
Beethoven's and Mahler's.
I have no idea if I pronounced all those words correctly.
Oh, you're
if
not
you're
going?
A symphony fan, you know.
You know.
I don't have tickets. I couldn't get tickets.
Joseph Giunta.
Yeah.
Maestro Joseph Giunta. What is, right. And he is the coolest guy, by the way.
Is he never met him?
Oh, yeah. He's just a really nice guy. You know, you would think anybody with a name like Maestro Joseph Giunta would be kind of like a stick in the mud. But this guy's a cool guy. He really is. I like
good.
Him a lot. Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, should be a good show. Des Moines Symphony's cool. So is the Civic Center. Everything at the Civic Center is good.
Right.
Is that your phone? Should we answer it?
No. No, let's just let it go.
Let it go.
It's probably nobody. It's probably the Iowa Lottery.
That's right. Yeah, you just missed your chance.
You just missed your chance.
Could all be different.
$4 billion.
What if that's how it worked? You had to answer your phone.
Yeah, to get, well, forget about it.
Wow, that would change everything.
You know, clearly,
that would be a fun
clearly,
show.
Clearly, we in the studio forgot to put that on mute. Fire him. All right.
Okay, next week, Des Moines Performing Arts.
Yeah.
A Man and His Prostate, starring Ed Asner at the Temple Theater.
What?
That's right.
A Man and His Prostate?
That's the name of the show.
With Ed Asner?
Yes. So part of the name of the show is starring Ed Asner, so I don't think Ed Asner's actually...
He's dead, isn't he?
Now, that wouldn't make for a very good show now, would it?
No. Why is he just laying there? Give him
with
some
his
wine.
Prostate.
Give him some wine, an apple, and some...
Bring him back.
Yeah, aspirin.
Clear.
Jeez. Where do you find this stuff?
That'll be at the Temple Theater.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Should be good. That's a neat place. A good place to see a show. I know nothing else about the show other than the name of it. Parker's not here today. I threw this together in a hurry.
You see what I miss? I need to hang around with you guys at City View for just like a week.
That's right.
And I would be so demented.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this stuff going
you
on.
You wouldn't last 5 minutes in my world.
I wouldn't. You're right.
Someone said that to me once. Okay. How about Thursday. Actually, let's go back. Sunday and Monday. Last one.
Okay.
And this is just for probably just a few people. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. But not the play. You can audition.
What?
Auditions are Sunday and Monday.
For You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown?
Yep.
Must be a play?
That's right.
Where?
This is Ankeny Community Theater.
Got it. Favorite Peanuts character?
What's that little yellow bird that follows Snoopy around?
Yeah, that guy.
What's his name?
I don't know. The bird. Yeah.
No, actually, I would say Pigpen.
Pigpen is cool.
Yep.
But I like Lucy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Lucy's, she's just kind of matter of fact. Charlie Brown's just an idiot. But it's Lucy. That's it?
That is all she wrote.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Pitts. He is a writer with the great City View magazine. We will have links, of course, to City View up on the radio blog. Thanks so much for doing this, brother. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. All right, we're out of here. Chap Ramsey is our producer. The Aaron Libby, by the way, is in charge of marketing and advertising. Hurry up, Aaron. We need money. 100 P's is... the voice of the Business News Hour, and James Goodlett wrote and produced the music you're listening to right now from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.